Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, what a great morning. I think as we get closer to the end, I'm like, woo, we almost done. Yes. Day 28. We made it here. I'm not going to say I didn't know it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen just like this. I'm just excited. I'm just excited that we've made it to this point. I'm excited that so many people were able to jump in there and get their God life straight. I am so excited that so many people were willing to say, hey, I'm with you. I'm with you. We doing something positive? I'm with you. We're in. It's so, so awesome. I wanted to share 2 minutes, because I had a couple questions on this yesterday. Little passage. Better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife. I had a couple people asking, okay, I get it, and I get it, but why was that so meaningful for you? And it was meaningful for me because when this passage came into my life, I know I was allowing way too much strife and chaos and confusion in my life. I mean, when I'm sitting here talking about it, and it was like it was yesterday. It was many years ago. But my memory of the strife is a great word. You got to look up the word. My memory of the chaos that I was, and on one hand, I was fighting with this chaos, but in order for you to be fighting with the chaos, it's got to be real in your life. So I was letting in this chaos to fight it. And I didn't realize that I was letting, even to fight it, was letting it in my life. Even to fight it, I was allowing this negative energy to impact my life. Now, I could sit here and be like, you saw me fighting it. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I saw you fighting something you didn't have to. I didn't even put that in your life. But you were choosing to fight a fight that was not yours. Got no brownie points on it, family. None. Because I'm doing the most for the least. So I wanted to share that again, and I wanted to share it on the radio because I want people to understand God has given you some very clear jobs to do. Sometimes our jobs are not glamorous, because I can promise you, washing glasses for shrines is not glamorous. I can promise you some of the work we have to do is far from glamorous, but it's the work that we're supposed to do and responsible to. Now, if we jump over there and we see our neighbor getting all the attention for the work that they're doing, or it may appear that way, and we jump over there, we're off task. At this point, we're being disobedient. I know you're like, wait a minute, how can I be being disobedient to God and I'm helping one of God's children? Wait, if God told you to do something and you're finding an excuse to do something else, you are being disobedient. Understand the word. Obedient means to follow orders. Disobedient means you're not following those orders. You're being disobedient, and that is very dangerous, because some people think that disobedience is like, I'm not doing it, and sticking your tongue out at God and going on. No, that's not what disobedient. Disobedient means you're not following the instructions given to you, and you may be doing something else you think is worthy, and you may be doing something else that you think is beneficial. You may, no, do what God told you to do. Because God has a master plan. What you are doing here is going to impact someone else there, and then that's going to trickle down here. You know, we all have these, what is it, 6 degrees of separation. We need each other. We need each other to be obedient. Because when you're following what God has you to do, then all of the pieces will begin to fit together. So if I'm standing here waiting for my connection, because I'm just a fabric, I'm a thread in the fabric of humanity, a thread. And I'm waiting for my connection to help build me and make me strong, but you're all doing something else, not following instructions, what happens to me? I become a weak link at that point. So I wanted to let everyone, you know, I just wanted to share how important it is really to be obedient to God, to understand what that means. That means you're following God's instructions. And to understand the value of peace. Now, see, in this it says better a dry cleanse. And what it meant to me then and what it means to me now is that for peace and quiet, sometimes there are times where you have to make a sacrifice for them. What are you willing to sacrifice for peace? Now, I love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is my favorite of all of the holidays, even more than my birthday. My birthday is wonderful. I get wonderful wishes. But Thanksgiving, I get food. I'm very, very, very thankful. You know, and then also it pulls on that gratitude piece, which always works for me. Okay, I love Thanksgiving. If I could do Thanksgiving every weekend, it probably wouldn't be as special, but I still like it, a house full of feasting. I get it. I love that. But would I sacrifice that, my favorite holiday, for a piece of dry crust if it meant peace of mind, if it meant understanding and getting good with God? Yep. God can have all of it. I mean, think about it. We're on day 28, okay? There were lots of feasting that I had to miss out on for this, you know, for this particular devotion, lots of feasting. It seems as if whenever we do devotions, we got lots of feasting going on, okay? So we're always making that sacrifice, but we need to be aware of it. What are we sacrificing and why? I'm sacrificing for my mind. I'm sacrificing now for my body. I'm sacrificing for my spirit. You know, I was talking to a little one. And I was telling her, I said, yeah, I took a mental health day. She said, I think I'm going to do that tomorrow. And she did. And she was like, it was so wonderful just kind of relaxing and taking it slower. I was like, we have to do that. That's what this fast is for. This fast is to remind us we're doing the most all the time. The world is not going to take us into consideration and slow down. We've got to slow down. So take a moment, think about what you're doing for your peace of mind. What are you doing? Are you doing like I was doing, intentionally letting strife and chaos and confusion in your life, even if it's to fight it? You don't have to let that in to fight it. Just don't deal with it. But, you know, we'll get it twisted in our head and be like, oh, I got to fight this, da-da-da-da-da. Did God tell you that? Have you had the dream that said this is what you need to do? Have you had the experience where you know this is your next step? Have you had a reading that gave you the instructions, hey, it's time to prepare for it? Has any of that occurred? Because if it hasn't, God didn't tell you. And now you jump into somebody else's business. Even me, oh, my God. There are many times where I want to pick this thing up and carry it for someone because for me, it's light. But for them, it's heavy and awkward. The guy's like, I didn't ask you to do that. No, no. In fact, I told them to do it, and now they want to act like it's too heavy. It ain't too heavy. They'll be all right. They'll be okay. So let's spend some time thinking about the crazy that we let in our life, in our bubble, And even if we're fighting it, it didn't belong there in the first place. Let's be obedient. Today's day, I can go ahead and close my eyes. We got this. Forgiveness. You know, whenever I, you know, I see those cute little memes that people do, and they talk about, you know, what you think spirituality is as compared to what it really is. You know, and at first they have flowers and frolics in the grass, and they have all this cutesy stuff, right? And then they have the shadow work. Then they have all this purging. Then they have, yeah. So forgiveness lies on that other side, the rough side of spirituality. Because you don't like to, you know, a lot of times when we're holding a grudge or when we're maintaining our standpoint or whatever, whenever we're doing that, for some people, they feel a sense of power over this person. Yeah. Well, you hurt me and now I'm going to hold this over you. And I hate to tell you, but usually the other person doesn't care. Don't care. They're like, yeah, okay, whatever. Do you? sometimes holding grudges can be an accidental thing that we do. We're not thinking about holding a grudge. I'm not actively concerning myself with that. I just haven't released them equation. Now, I can tell you, trying to hold the other person and you at that point doesn't work because the other person is gone. You know, it's amazing. I know me and my middle sister have had this little imaginary tiff going on probably since she was about 6 or 7 months. And so now, you know, 50, she right behind me. Still little frictions there, right? And so every now and again, I call myself, even as an adult, getting mad at her. Oh, she didn't do this, or she should have done that, blah, 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 right? And my sister and her grown self hung out at me, told me to scratch myself and get glad. She don't give a blank to blank. And she's on. She's out. She's not caring. Not about my little feelings. I'm still stuck in hurt mode. And she's like, yeah, get over it, you know. And she's so sincere with her get over it. She, like, really means, like, get over it. I don't care. I'm not changing. That's because God's given her free will. God gave me the same free will. So while I'm sitting here holding this position, holding strong, too, I can't believe it. That's me, right? My job, me. She don't care. She does not care. She's on with the next, on with the next. So what am I doing? Wasting time, wasting energy. My sister, she doesn't care so much that she has forgotten what I'm even mad about. She's like, what are you even going on about? So it always, whenever I think about forgiveness, I think about how stuck I am. And I look crazy because I'm sitting up here, hey, I need you to go back to kindergarten when you pulled my hair. And she was like, did I pull it off? You know, like, what's the problem? She don't care. But I'm steady caring. I'm steady wasting an emotion, steady in this stuck feeling by myself. That's where forgiveness will have, that's where unforgiveness will have you. Stuck in your own head. Not resolving anything. Nothing's getting resolved. What is the alternative? So I can't make her do nothing. I cannot. And you want to try to make, you can't even make kids do stuff. kids have their own mind. They get into their own stuff. So how are you going to make another adult do something? You cannot. It's to forgive it. It's to let it go. For me, I'd be like, God, you know, first allow me to forgive myself for being sitting here wasting my time and yours reminiscing and being active in this pain and hurt that's wasting your time and energy. First, let me do that. Let me be realistic about what this is. You know, she pulled my hair, and I didn't like it. Can we move forward? Can we? Is it possible? Now, you may say, oh, no, I just can't forgive it, blah, blah. Guess what? But you can, and you did move forward, and she's been gone. You the one stuck. This is why when they say forgiveness is for you, this is what they're talking about. You know, I know guys like, man, I bet you'd have an easier time learning your prayers if you weren't constantly trying to memorize this pain. I bet you have no problem getting the assignments done that I've given you if you weren't over here, you know, entertaining. I bet you could do exactly what I asked you to do if you could move away from this feeling of whatever this is causing you, whatever you're feeling, rejection, abandonment, shame, guilt, all these things, you're voluntarily holding them. Please let them go. It starts with forgiveness. Forgiveness, there are medical benefits to forgiveness. There are emotional benefits to forgiveness. So forgiveness helps the person move forward and away from the problem. Forgiveness is, you know, it's for us. It's for us to help us. When it comes to keeping our humility and our humbleness in check, forgiveness plays a big part in that. So this is a great time to, as you know, we're ending our devotions, all these sacrifices. God's asked us to hold firm, and we did. I'm hearing numbers like, I got one makeup day. I got two makeup days. I'm hearing low, low, low numbers like that. That's fantastic. I know people now that may have one or two makeup days where before they could only do every other day. So you see how we're getting better and we're getting stronger. But I promise you, forgiveness is going to see your growth. Now, how do we do forgiveness? Forgiveness is not that difficult. Forgiveness, but it's definitely intentional. So forgiveness is not, oh, I ain't thought about that chicken ages. That's not forgiveness. Forgiveness is, oh, well, I'm going to just go ahead and start dating. I'm going to do me. That's not forgiveness, you know. Money got stolen, / mishandled, whatever. I'm going to be good. Again, not forgiveness. Forgiveness is when you can look at this situation and say, I forgive you. And mean it. Not just the words. You know, your mom go up there, now say sorry to your sister. And you're like, sorry. I really wasn't. I knew that. Everybody knew that. So, I technically said it, so leave me alone. Mm-mm. No. We're not children anymore. And I'm so glad that I get to look at the child 7, and then I get to look at the adult 7, and I'm like, oh, I see. I said, I apologize, but I meant absolutely none of it. Okay. I get it. So that apology doesn't count. That's not forgiveness. Forgiveness has to be a piece of you, so deep into you, that you can release whatever's holding you there. Now, in this word, and for me, it's a lot of writing. For me, I used to hold on. I used to take pictures of negative texts and hold them. I got proof you were being mean, and I would say, "Oh no, I forgive that situation. I don't want to spend no more time and energy on it. I forgive it." But I didn't let go of that text. I didn't let go of that picture, and maybe two or three Thanksgivings ago, God was like, "Wow, you're doing so good. All I would really need you to do is get real with some forgiveness." But I'm like, get real with forgiveness? I'm all the way there, God. You ain't got to worry about me. But God, whenever I want to get mad, I look at the pictures and I can get mad. Like, exactly, delete the pictures. But God, this is my proof, because the world won't believe that this person, oh, look, she's so cute, uh-huh, and she's so nice, right? Look at this text. See, I'm deleting my proof. I'm letting go of my leverage. God's like, mm-hmm, I know you are. Delete the picture. You ready to go forward? Are you ready to go forward, daughter? Delete the picture. And so, about 3 Thanksgivings ago, I had to go through and delete all my little pictures. And my brain, I don't know what my brain was on. My brain was really trying to talk me out of that. My brain was like, wait a minute. These are our go-tos. Whenever I'm trying to put you in a funk, whenever I'm trying to irritate you, what we go to, whenever you want to start thinking about, well, maybe it's time to circle back on my sis, and maybe it's time to, you know, go and have that difficult conversation, because some of us owe other people conversations. But that forgiveness piece, either we haven't forgiven them, we haven't forgiven ourselves, we don't want to have to admit maybe I need to go there. Not beat around there. Not hint and make all little kind of accusations. No, walk to see yourself over there and do what you need to do. Some of us are stuck in that. If you had gone through the habit, the experience of forgiveness, it makes it a little bit easier. Not perfect, but easier. You get to really be able to see the big picture of things. And if you don't do it any other reason but to be obedient to God, it's worth it. And I'm not saying you have to forgive this person and then you gotta go be best friends. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is, don't let something that you are voluntarily holding on to hold you up. You can't hold me up. Lord knows I'm not going to hold me up. I got stuff to do. So whatever forgiveness piece I may have to deal with, that's what I'm going to do. And I promise you, I know it's uncomfortable. I know it's uncomfortable. But being not close to God is even more uncomfortable, in my opinion. Having God not look at me and be able to trust me with important things, children, that's more important to me. Having God question whether I can be obedient, I'm like, what, God? We've been together all my life, before my life. You know me. I can do this. He's like, really? You couldn't even delete a picture. What do you mean you can handle, you know, speaking? What do you mean you could handle? You couldn't even delete a picture. So I don't want God to say that about me. I don't want God to be like, I told you to do X, Y, and Z, and you hesitated and didn't do it because people are going to think that you soft. What do guys call it? People are going to call you a simp. You know, what you held back on me, the Almighty, the one who grants all the blessings, because of something that people can see on social media? Really? So I don't want God to think that I have any places and spaces where I don't follow instructions, where I can't listen, I can't do it. And forgiveness is a direct order. Forgiveness is a conditional request as we ask for forgiveness. We need to forgive others. So God's like, oh, yeah, you want forgiveness? No problem. I will grant you as much forgiveness as you give to other people. How about that? And then I was like, oh, Lord. As great a life as I live, you know, I ain't been perfect. Oh, I need some forgiveness. God's like, okay, go through that phone then. Go ahead and delete it. Go ahead and make that phone call and clarify your thoughts, intentions, and make sure, you know, you're not keeping bad blood between people. I have had to go and apologize for what I felt other people misunderstood. I'm like, come on, you know I ain't like that. And they're like, yeah, 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 but you still owe the apology. Forgiveness is adult stuff. You know, I've had people ask me before, people that, you know, either didn't know or very new to spirituality, well, what level am I on? I'm like, you at level, he holding you in his arms until you can get to do some real things like forgiveness. Moving into prayer, family, forgiveness. Oh, Father, Mother, God. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joys of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted into thee. Amen, amen, amen. Remember, protect yourself, protect your fast. Have a wonderful day. Peace.